want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram, Ask Adam Torres, to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to subscribe or if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Nikul Gupta on the line. He is the founder over at My MBA Circle. Nikul, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Great to be on your podcast today.
So I see that you're doing some great work over in the MBA space, and I want to get more into how you're helping and your thoughts on education overall and taking that step. But before we do that, let's just go into your background a bit. How did you get started really as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, absolutely. So while I was in business school, I think I transitioned from a career of consulting into the tech space. And, while I always was bitten by the entrepreneurial bug because my family, especially my father, is very entrepreneurial. And given that, I think the first step is really to identify a problem that resonates with you strongly, because unless that happens, it's hard for you to think about entrepreneurship. So after my, work at Credit Karma over the summer where I was, in business school, I thought about the fact that how hard it was for a lot of people to get into business school and the careers of their choice. You know, this problem is really vexing because of the fact that a lot of people don't have the mentorship support, and I personally didn't really have the network to reach out to. And a lot of the options that existed were expensive. So I think this was a problem that I personally faced, and I thought this is something that can be solved by creating this network of people who can help other people out, you know, who've been in their shoes before and can really help pay bite size in terms of what they've learned in the past. They can help others through the same journey. So I think that's where I was kind of, you know, thinking through that this is a problem I can solve. And I think the next challenging step was to think through now, what is the leanest way I can do this? Because a lot of times you might have a great idea or, you know, you might have a problem, but how to kind of test those ideas fast through, you know, having a hypothesis, conducting those experiments. I think that's where I kind of, you know, back in India, worked with a developer, contacted other people at Chicago Booth who I thought were great partners to have in terms of their technical strength, in terms of what they bring, and then kind of crafted this company together when I thought that, you know, I felt there was enough experiments I could conduct to get that initial user demand and feedback, as well as, you know, have the support of a great team through which I could be able to launch this. I think that's how I thought about entrepreneurship and kind of dived in with 2 feet into this.
That's great. That's great context. And what kind of advice would you give to that new entrepreneur? I mean, you've started this company now, and just from that standpoint of, I want advice on a specific area of this, because that is difficult. You had something that could have been very broad that you were able to distill, make narrow, and I can see by your branding, and I'm going to let you talk more about the company, of course, and what you do, but how did you get it to be such a narrow focus and actually communicate the message? Like, how were you able to accomplish that?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually, because if you think about, you know, launching something, the idea, I think for me, and I learned a lot from the initial books I read and the research I had done, was to actually be very, lean in whatever I do. And actually implementing those lean principles, I think what it means is that be able to accomplish your goals using minimal resources or being the most efficient with the resources you have. So what were the strengths that I had, right? I mean, I spent time in consulting. I wasn't a very technical person, but I had to quickly learn how to do various aspects of it. So I think the way I thought about it was twofold. One is, can I tap into my network to see how other people did things really quickly, which meant that, you know, speaking to people who had got their website designed with developers at a fraction of the cost, people who were entrepreneurs, repeat entrepreneurs, and had done some user experiments and tested demand quickly. So kind of reach out to them and ask them, how can I be really lean and actually seeing if there's demand for this product? And the third thing is, what can I do myself, you know, to push myself out of my comfort area, which involves actually wireframing the website, working in tools like, you know, Balsamiq or Shoeless, in which people like me who haven't done this before can get really up to speed with website designs. So I kind of implemented these different practices and started off, you know, contacting these developers who some of my friends had used and, you know, were people I could actually leverage, which wasn't at a higher cost, but high quality. So I think finding those were really important, but also being able to myself communicate with them was equally important. So I think getting that piece together helped me solve the tech piece. But in terms of the other piece, getting the mentors quickly, I knew that there are people I knew who were really good mentors in different business schools. So reaching out to them and making sure that, you know, I strengthen my value proposition by having really high quality mentors who are willing to pay it forward was the other piece. And the third that I mentioned before, making sure Juan Pablo is my other co-founder, Katie Orowicz, you know, is the third co-founder. So getting these amazing people on board and getting them passionate about the mission, I think that was a third, you know, idea to get really amazing people on board and building this team out. I think once those three things fell into place, the technical piece, the piece around, you know, improving myself and challenging myself to get up to speed, doing those initial tests with mentors and mentees, and third thing is kind of crafting a really compelling or a strong management team. I think those three things helped me get off the ground really fast. If you were to compare traditional companies and see, you know, how long they take to get off the ground.
Man, I love that. And I love your story. And it's a good example of how someone does not let the technical, let's say, burden or, you know, thing you have to jump over stop or kill the idea in the beginning. So you knew there were things you were going to have to figure out that you didn't have the skill set or knowledge of in the beginning, but you worked with what you did have, so that you could move the project forward, and then the technical side obviously became it became less of an issue as you took it off little by little. That's great stuff. Well, let's transition a bit. I want to talk more about My MBA Circle. So you gave us a little bit about what you do. If you can just elaborate more to start with, what exactly My MBA Circle, who exactly My MBA Circle is helping?
Yeah, absolutely. So My MBA Circle helps people in their early career transitions. And these are people who basically could be thinking of applying to a higher education degree or getting to, you know, these high barrier jobs around consulting, product management or investment banking. So we're trying to connect these people to mentors on the other side who have actually gone through this journey. And these mentors are alumni and students of the top 10 business schools. And they help provide coaching or you know, what we call instance matching, you know, on both the sides through the platform. So essentially what we did was we had curated 60 mentors from these top 10 schools, and they're helping provide these bite-sized career and MBA-related advice to the other side of the platform. And this other side is largely the international students who today, you know, reside in LATAM, China, India, and may not necessarily have, you know, the network or the finances today to either pay expensive career consultants, or really they don't have the network today. Their personal network is not, you know, privileged as some of others may to reach out to, you know, people for help. So I think that's what the platform is about. And it's pretty simple. If you go to the platform, you will see people in different industries, in different schools, and people can come and instantly book time with them. Either it's a resume review, it's an essay review, it's more about career coaching, understanding how they crack their first interview. So I think just to give you an example, we had someone who was interviewing with Google as a product manager a couple of weeks back, and he found a mentor on the platform who had been through the same journey. So the person helped him train over a couple of hours on the process, on the general process of being a good product manager, getting him through case studies. And it really helped him out. I think he kept on booking multiple sessions, and at the end of the day, when he got his admit into Google as a product manager, he was really thankful to the mentor for helping him support in this journey.
Wow, that's an unbelievable story. That's amazing. Congratulations. That must have been pretty gratifying for you to see it work. Like all this work, all this blood, sweat, and tears you put into growing the business, and sometimes when you're doing and I won't use social network because your application is different than that. But when you have a network that you're creating, sometimes to see the end results, not always easy. You see conversations, you see other things, but to see the actual, like, you know, somebody land the job that they want, that's amazing.
I think that's the most gratifying part, because to be honest, these are really hard business schools or really hard jobs to get into.
Yeah.
So there are no promises to make here, but the idea is, we cannot really change the system odds of, you know, 1% getting into these top jobs or 15% getting into top schools, but we can change the odds for a given individual through, you know, mm-hmm. this personalized mentoring and coaching. So that's like the big idea here.
No, and that's amazing, and that's a good point. And the bottom line is this, and I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that the gentleman was competing with other people for that same job at Google, and I'm guessing none of the other interviewees were on your platform. I'm just throwing it out there. Those are probably softballs, but I'm probably correct on those, right?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's so much about, you know, people who we onboard, we are really careful about selecting them, because the onboarding criteria is really stringent around people who are not only great at mentoring, have got those soft, great at mentoring and have got a really good background. I think the pay it forward mentality, they're not in it for the hourly rate that they get, which is, you know, a fraction of the price or a fraction of the salary they're earning. The idea is they're really passionate about paying it forward, but they also want the mentees to be serious, which is why we have a financial component to this. But the big reason why we took a survey and the big reason why the mentors do it is because they really are passionate about getting people who are from a similar background, who've gone through similar circumstances, into the industry or the school that they were struggling to get into at some point. I think
that's awesome.
You know, yeah.
I love it. I love the heart behind everything. And so, Nicole, what's the best way, if somebody's listening to this and they want to find out more information about either yourself or My MBA Circle, what's the best way for someone to reach out?
Yeah, I think the best way to reach out to us is to write an email to admin@mymbacircle. But even better is if you go to the platform, mymbacircle.com, a lot of our calendars are linked in the back end. So you can go and instantly book time with us, and we would love to chat with you to, if you're really thinking of any career transition or anything else, we would love to chat with you through the platform.
All right, that's great. Well, thank you, Nicole, for coming on the show. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really appreciate it. And Nicole, thank you again for coming on the show. We'll be right back.